Welcome to the World Intelligence Forum. Welcome to the platform where we discuss the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Great Reset, and the dystopian Luciferian beast technologies and global governance programs. In today's brief session, we are discussing humans will have cloud-connected hybrid brains by 2030. I repeat, humans will have cloud-connected hybrid brains by 2030, says Ray Kurzweil. So you think you've seen it all. You haven't seen anything yet. By the year 2030, advancements will excel anything we've ever seen before concerning human intelligence. In fact, predictions offer glimpses of something truly amazing: the development of a human hybrid, a mind that thinks in artificial intelligence. Ray Kurzweil, the director of engineering at Google, spoke openly about this idea at the Exponential Finance Conference in New York. He predicts that humans will have hybrid brains able to connect to the cloud. Yes, it is Ray Kurzweil who predicted that human brains will at some point in the very near future be connected to the cloud. A hybrid brain, just as with computers. In this cloud, there will be thousands of computers which will update human intelligence. The larger the cloud, the more complicated the thinking. This will all be connected using DNA strands called nanobots. I repeat, this will all be connected using DNA strands called nanobots. Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, doesn't it? Well, now it's a reality. Kurzweil also said, our hybrid thinking will be a combination of biological and non-biological thought processes. By the end of 2030, our thinking should be almost entirely non-biological and able to function much like an external hard drive, having the ability to back up information as with technology. It seems we keep pushing further the ability of the human mind. Kurzweil believes one of the true characteristics of being human is the ability to continually surpass knowledge. He says, we will always transcend our limitations. It's human nature. Kurzweil wasn't 100% accurate in his future predictions, but he was close enough. In 1990, he predicted several things for the year 2009, including portable computers and eyeglasses with the built-in computer screen. He didn't, however, hit the nail on the head with self-driven cars. Well, we have them now. So clearly, Dr. Ray Kurzweil is simply going according to the blueprint, because there is a blueprint which has the future laid out. Just like there's a blueprint that shows and demonstrates the architecture and plans for the establishment of a Luciferian world order. A world in which technology will be one of the foremost apparatuses used by the infernal dictator who runs that global governance program. Anyway, it was much later this year to be exact, and this is taken from 2015. We're simply reviewing it in 2024 because we can clearly see that many of the plans have been realized and actuated and brought into fruition. It was much later this year, to be exact, that the idea touched the edge of mainstream technology. Kurzweil was 86% accurate in his predictions, which is astonishing in itself. Now, concerning a technological takeover. No worries. There will probably not be a massive takeover by artificial intelligence. Well, that's what they thought in 2015, but unfortunately, there are definitely well-established plans, and the probability is extremely high that AI is definitely going to take over a significant part of society when the time comes, that will send shockwaves throughout the world. There will be societal disruptions as a result of the influx of artificial intelligence and artificial general intelligence. They say, we have accounted for this long ago in other theories. They've accounted for the fact that artificial intelligence could possibly take over. I don't think they've done a good job of that at all. For instance, fire provides a way to cook, but we have managed somehow to keep from burning everything down. Well, if the United States keeps pushing in the manner that it's pushing now on the geopolitical landscape, we might see fire from the sky via nuclear detonations. So I wouldn't say that we have such a successful control over fire, because we don't. We are on the verge and on the cusp of nuclear war, global nuclear war. The same rules apply here. We have taken the necessary precautions to safeguard ourselves from these horrors. No, they have not. AI is not regulated at all. An experimental AI is not regulated at all. There are all types of clandestine operations and experimentations taking place in the field of artificial intelligence that is not regulated, and it's not even known. And no, government regulatory bodies don't even have a full knowledge of what's taking place right under their nose. Period. However, we must still play it safe, Kurzweil reminds us. He says, technology is a double-edged sword. It has its promise and its peril. Now that I can agree with. We will be discussing existential threats posed by AI in the very near future. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem.